Welcome to Insights into Success. We're with your host, Paul Dodds. We hope to educate, inspire, and motivate you to achieve your own personal success. We talk to guests from all around the world, from a variety of walks of life, to hear the realities of their own journey to success. What challenges have they faced? How have they coped with failure? And what have been the keys, or will be the keys, to their own success? In our Read to Succeed interviews, we talk books that have inspired our guests. And for some, they share their secrets to marketing success. Join us as we give you insights into success. All right, well, welcome back to Read to Succeed. We're our special guest, Alan Stein, who, if you haven't already listened to, was on our previous interview. He's agreed to join us again and talk about a couple of books that have inspired him. So take it away, Alan. Tell us about what books you've been reading.
Well, the number one most pivotal book that I've ever read, and probably the book that I've read the most times, is Leading with the Heart by Coach K. Coach K is the all-time winningest coach in college basketball here in the United States, and led Duke University for over four decades. And his first book just changed my entire perspective on leadership, on building teams, on culture. Came out in the late 90s. But every word of it is just as true today in 2024 as it was when it came out. And that's Leading with the Heart. Another book that maybe not as many people know, but I find is an incredibly helpful resource, is a book by my good friend Phil Jones. And it's called Exactly What to Say. And it's a shorter book. It's more of a handy guide than an actual book. But it just talks about the power of language. And Phil's catchphrase is, if you want to change your world, change your words. And he talks about how different phrases and positioning that we can use to become more impactful and influential. And I think it's a masterpiece for people in sales. It's a masterpiece for coaches. Anyone that wants to have impact and influence over others, I would highly recommend. So those are two books that I have read, each of those multiple times, and have had a huge impact on my life.
And tell me, Alan, like how often do you read? And do you kind of schedule it in, or does it just sort of happen when you have a moment?
Well, in full transparency, when I graduated college in the late 90s, I made it my goal to read 50 books a year. I wanted to see if I could average a book a week. And I did that for several years in a row. I mean, I devoured 300-400 books. Then as the internet started to become more popular and there were other alternatives, you know, reading physical books wasn't the only way to consume new information. You know, then you had the advent of social media and YouTube and podcasts. So I found there was a lot of different ways to take in new information. And I unfortunately started to get away from the consistent habit of reading. I was still reading, but I wasn't reading 50 books a year. It probably dropped down to maybe 5 or 10 because I was spending so much time consuming these other resources. And funny enough, one of my intentions for 2024 is to get back to reading physical books. You can't see it right now because it's off camera, but down below me, behind my chair, I've got a stack of about 25 books that I'm really excited to dive into and read. Most of what I've been consuming the last several years have been podcasts. I listen to podcasts when I work out. I listen to podcasts when I'm in the car. I listen at morning, listen at night. I mean, I easily devour 2 to 3 hours of podcast every single day. So I haven't ceased the growth and development and the learning. I've just been doing it in a different medium. But my commitment to myself, and I guess now my commitment to you all, is to start reading physical books again at a much more voracious pace.
And do you prefer physical book over audio book and also Kobo/Kindle? Like, do you do the others as well? Or?
You know, I do love audiobooks, and I look at audiobooks and podcasts as being somewhat synonymous because we're taking it in audio fashion. For me, I do prefer a physical book where I can feel the tangible pages moving. I've never been huge into the Kindles or the eBooks. Not that there's anything wrong with either of those methods. I just love a physical book.
Yeah. And do you write notes of them? Do you put sticky labels? What's your style?
Absolutely. So my old style used to be I'd have a yellow legal pad and I would take notes as I'm reading. Now I have a note section in my phone like most people do. And as I'm reading, I'm logging those notes. And then I'll transfer those notes into a Word document, save that on my laptop in a special file.
Yeah. All right. Fantastic. Well, I know you were pressed for time, so I don't want to hold you up.
But thank you again. Thank you for agreeing to stay on and also do Read to Succeed. I think reading is really important. I love reading myself. I don't read as much as I would like to, but when I do read, I do read. And so in the holidays here, I've read 5 books, and I kind of read a book in about a day and a half each sort of thing. So when I get into it, I really get into it. But I think reading is just a wonderful way to relax and to, you know, continue your journey of learning. So I really appreciate you agreeing to stay on and share your perspective.
My pleasure. This was a lot of fun. Thank you.
Excellent. All right. All the best, Alan, and we'll stay in touch.
You got it. Thank you so much.